specifically the prosecutor, sir, with regards to compliance with the various guarantees enshrined in Article 17. You have pointed out, and in a very fitting manner, that the laws in your country abide strictly by the obligations stemming from Article 17. And you've also pointed out, and you were very right to do so in my view, that you are bound by Article 5 of the European Convention on Human Rights, and you are bound also by the jurisprudence of the European Court for Human Rights, and in this particular area the jurisdiction of the court is particularly stringent. You've referred specifically to the fact that all person who is detained has a right to be assisted by a lawyer from the very point at which the person is detained. You've also pointed out that the relatives are informed about the detention and about the grounds for the detention. All that's well and good. I just wanted for you to confirm to me whether this information provided to the relatives includes the information pertaining to the place of detention of the person who is deprived of liberty. And that's something that is required by Article 18 of our convention. And concretely, I would like to ask you if you could tell us, or if anyone else can tell us in the delegation, that is, you, sir, prosecutor, or anyone else, how relatives are informed of where the persons deprived of liberty are being detained. When these prisoners are actually serving a sentence, a long sentence of 10, 20 years, for example, for whatever reasons, and for whatever reasons, they are transferred from one custodial facility to another one. When a detainee or a prisoner is transferred to another prison, could you tell us concretely how relatives are informed before the transfer and where the person is going to be transferred to? Is it by telephone, for example? Is it via a message, a letter, correspondence? How are relatives of transferred detainees informed of the new place of detention of the transfer? So I would like to thank you in anticipation. As I was saying at the beginning of the meeting, I believe that the information you've provided to us so far have been extremely helpful and will be hugely helpful to us to understand how laws function in your country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. López Ortega. Thank you to all the colleagues who have participated in this last round of questions, and I give now the floor to the delegation of Bosnia-Herzegovina for